you can relax. Colleen and Eric have a podcast. The world is scary and we're locked in our home, but now we have big microphones. So you can relax, that's the name of our podcast.
Hello.
Hello, welcome to Relax the Podcast.
Hi.
I'm Colleen Ballinger with my co-host Eric Stocklin.
Colleen Ballinger.
Hello, how are you today, lovey?
I'm funky.
You're funky.
I'm Funky Duncan.
Funky Duncan?
I don't know.
Dunkin' Donuts?
Yeah.
Dunkin' Donuts is kind of funky.
You want to talk about Dunkin' Donuts? I can talk about Dunkin' Donuts all day. I can fill this whole episode talking about Dunkin' Donuts. I grew up with Dunkin' Donuts.
I think Dunkin' Donuts is terrible.
It is no if you offense. Know nothing else. On the East Coast, it was all we had.
Listen.
No Pete's. No coffee bean and tea leaf. No Starbucks. Just Dunkin'.
Well, I don't hate Dunkin'. I think Dunkin' Donuts is good. I actually like Dunkin' Donuts.
What about it? You never get it.
No, there's stuff there that I like. They've got good breakfast food.
What?
They got great, incredible donuts. My beef with Dunkin' Donuts is the people who are obsessed with Dunkin' Donuts are really intense about it.
Right. They are.
And that's my issue with kind of anything on the planet is
D&D purists.
I get really upset when someone tells me this is the best thing you'll ever have. This is the best, this and the everywhere. And then I try it. I'm like, but it's not the best. And I get very disappointed. And so that's my issue with Dunkin' is that I feel like so many people have been like, oh, you have to get this. It's the best thing in the whole universe. And I get it. I'm like, it's good.
I think if you like your coffee to be just hot milk and sugar, like then you'll like Dunkin' Donuts.
Right.
And it's not good.
Or cold milk and sugar.
But that was all I ever knew.
Yeah.
Dunkachino. Ever have one of those?
Dunkachino, no.
Not good. I guess the one thing.
You know what I have had?
What?
These like Dunkin' fries. They're like these cinnamon like churro fries, deliciousness.
Okay. Yeah.
And I actually did a sponsorship with them.
Yeah.
No. I did a music video with Rebecca Black.
Friday. We shouldn't be.
At Dunkin' Donuts. And those.
I take it back, Dunkin'.
No, listen, like I'm being honest. I've worked with them. Like they're wonderful to work with.
Yeah.
Truly, they're wonderful to work with. And those were delicious. And I'm not saying that because they paid me many years ago to write a song about it.
Uh-huh.
Those were very delicious.
Oh my gosh, you did a whole music video with Rebecca Black of the Friday song fame. You filmed it at a Dunkin' Donuts.
I did.
That's wild. I'm just remembering that. Well, I take back what I said because you have to understand, I grew up with it. It's all I ever knew. So I loved it. And I would get it every single day, every morning on the way to
both. Instead of Starbucks?
There wasn't a Starbucks in my town until 2010. Truly, there was not. I would get it every morning on the way to high school and then every morning on the way to college. And sometimes at night.
What would you get? What was your order?
I would get a coffee light and sweet because I didn't even know what, I guess I didn't even know what coffee was supposed to taste like.
You just heard someone once say that and you're like,
that sounds
right.
I don't think I had my first cold brew until like 3 years ago. You know, I don't think I had coffee that actually tastes like coffee until like the last few years because I grew up on the East Coast and we only had Dunkin' Donuts. And I would always get a bagel. Do I say bagel weird?
I don't know.
Bagel.
Bagel? I don't think so. I think you kind of say everything weird, but like not, you know.
I feel like I've heard that bagel? I say bagel weird. I would get a bagel
Who
with
says
cream
you said
cheese.
Bagel weird.
Usually sesame. Which
Wait,
now
say bagel
makes
again. Now I'm stuck on this.
Bagel.
I don't think you say it weird.
Bagel?
How are you supposed to say it?
I don't know.
I think that's how I say it. I bagel.
Bagel.
Well, that sounds weird.
It sure does. That keeps happening to us
but
now.
But what would be the other way to say it? Bagel?
Bagel. Bagel.
Bagel?
I don't know.
How would you say it?
Who, I just who, heard, who? I just, someone told me I said it weird.
What?
I just have a memory of someone telling me I said it weird.
Who said this to you?
I can't remember who, but somebody told me I say
someone
that.
Someone from California?
I say pillow instead
you say,
of pillow.
Yeah, you say pillow.
And then bagel, I thought I always said wrong, but I guess it sounds right.
Bagel's right. And maybe you said bagel.
Yeah. Well, I was a big sesame guy.
Yeah.
Now I'm a big everything guy because I'm like, give it all to me. You know what I mean?
Too much.
No. So I would get a sesame bagel toasted with cream cheese and a light and sweet coffee from Dunkin' Donuts every morning. And it always depended on like who was working at the Dunkin' Donuts, how much, because it's about how much cream cheese they give you. And sometimes they give you a very intense amount and only on one side.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot to deal with when you're like 16 driving like a stick shift car that's 30 years old and like the cream cheese isn't right. You're on your way to 7:30 a.m. homeroom. It's intense.
What's homeroom? Is that like, what do you learn in homeroom? I don't think ever.
You don't know what homeroom is?
I don't think I ever.
Homeroom is when you got to high school and you would just go to a room. What is homeroom?
What?
You would go to a room and sit there for like 10 minutes and they would do morning announcements. Or if like, I remember in the last couple of years of high school, there was like a TV station that was like homeroom station.
Wait, and you would sit in like, everyone would sit in like the auditorium or something?
You would all have your different homeroom classroom. Like, so like,
and it was only a 10 minute class.
You go
class?
To like one room for science or English. Yeah. Like you would have a homeroom room, you know what I mean? Which is just any random classroom.
How
you would
I
be assigned
know about
for
this?
Homeroom.
I went to public high school.
And you, it doesn't sound like, oh, I don't know. Maybe they do it differently. You would go to homeroom and you would just kind of, everyone would be there. It'd be like 7:30 a.m. And you would just be like, huh, for 10 minutes. And
the class was 10 minutes? I'm so confused.
No, it wasn't a class. It was like, you're all here now. Sit in these rooms for 10 minutes. We'll do the morning announcements. And then you'll go to your first period or whatever.
Wait, how do I not know about this? You're blowing my mind.
I'm
because
about to blow your mind further.
Wait, can I just, I want you to.
Of course.
But I'm like, now I'm really stressed out about this because I've heard of homeroom my whole life. Everyone talks about, oh, I'm going to homeroom when I was in homeroom. Like, I feel like I've heard every human being at one point say this word.
But you never
and
knew
I
what
just
it
thought
meant?
It meant like some class about like home about base? Things to do in the home, like, or something. I was like, that sounds like a great class.
That's
like,
what you thought?
I don't know what I thought. I thought like you learn to build furniture or iron or something, which is a class I think they should teach in high school.
Build iron?
No, build something or like learn how to iron.
Like a blacksmith?
No, like I
like
really
forging swords?
I really thought, because I've always felt like they teach the wrong things in school. I think they should be teaching things that you'll use, like that more everyone will use. Because like only a very small portion of human beings actually use math, like as intense as we have to learn it in high school, you know?
Biology, yeah, there's a lot. Like I mean, in hindsight, a lot of things were wrong.
Right.
About what
so
they
I've
were
always
teaching
felt like
us.
We should learn how to sew, learn how to do your taxes properly, learn how to cook, mm-hmm. learn how to do laundry, learn how to
do
to
laundry,
build things.
Yeah.
Learn how to
like an IKEA class.
Yeah.
I think they
learn how to.
I think those are called like
garden.
I think those are called like vocational high schools.
Imagine if there was just everyone was required to take gardening and we all learned how to grow our own food. That would be so good for the earth.
You know, they have these classes,
right?
They
have these classes that like, it's very specific. I'm talking about public schools should be teaching this stuff instead of all the stuff they
teach. You don't think people should learn to like read, write, arithmetic?
I definitely think that. I'm talking about once you get to high school, you've already learned the basics and then they start teaching you like, calculus and like
I mean unless you're
physics,
I don't know, a scientist
it's like you don't
we need scientists, we need people to know that.
Of course we need them. I'm not saying we don't need them,
but maybe they can wait to like specialize in that when and not make everybody
like,
you know what's funny, now that I think about it, the one class that I always go back to my brain, I mean besides like I wish I paid more attention in history because I really like history now. And I loved like my English classes and because that brought me to theater. But the one class I always think back where that actually meant something. That actually did something. I remember it was mandated. You had to take typing when I was in high school. That's why I had like junior or senior year, like they made you take a typing class. And I remember I had it first period. So I'd have to go in there.
After
like,
homeroom?
After homeroom. And you would just like, there would just be exercises on how your hand should be on a computer keyboard and just
type. I loved those.
And blah, 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 blah. And I remember I had two of my best friends in the class. We would just laugh so hard at like everything. We had a great time. It's like, I remember it fondly, but that is a skill that I'm like, I never would have done that on my own unless I was forced to. And now I could just do it. Like, it's important. That's like the one thing besides.
I mean, I've learned everything. I've used everything I've learned, but it's just like, I don't know. I just feel like they could be teaching more useful things in school than they do. So anyway, I thought that's what homeroom was, but I want to keep talking about this, but I think we should say thanks to our first sponsor.
I can't stop laughing that you thought a homeroom was the place where you go to like talk about a home.
I don't know. Well, like that makes sense to me.
So you didn't have it. You didn't have it.
No. And I was like, yeah, I've always been like, I don't know why I never knew. Isn't there a class where you learn about things at home that's called home something?
Home ec.
Home ec. Okay. Don't think I'm that insane that homeroom and home ec, I got confused.
Well, let the listener decide.
You just go to this random classroom for 10 minutes.
I think it's just to like keep track of you. Like we got you. You're in here now.
Don't you do that?
Now go to your classes.
Wait, so
they're not going to make like your, I don't know.
Was it a big room?
No, it's every classroom you've ever been in. They're not different than other classrooms. Like I'm saying, like, so-and-so teaches Spanish in this classroom, but like when you go in for homeroom, like that's your homeroom, assigned homeroom. So you would go and sit in that room.
Who's your teacher? They'd be like,
who was my homeroom teacher? It wasn't a teacher. It was just a person that like took attendance.
What?
They didn't teach you anything in homeroom. Would come,
there's no teachers. They just have random like volunteers show up to do this?
They have teachers. They're just not teaching you at that point. They're essentially checking you in. They're checking you into the hotel of school and saying, you're here now. Now go to your first class when the sound comes out of the thing.
Can I just tell you that my high school rings. Was 10 billion times smarter than every school that does homeroom, because this is the stupidest thing I've ever heard of. Because my high school, we did announcements. We had a little TV where we watched like the like popular kids in the school, like talk about what was coming up and, you know, homecoming, whatever.
That's who did that in your school?
But listen, Lovey, you know what we did? We went to school and then like we'd go to our first class, like English or history or whatever it was. And the first 5-10 minutes, we'd hear the announcements.
It makes sense to me. I didn't invent the concept.
So why do you go to a separate class? And then you have to wait for everyone to go from this homeroom 10-minute class.
Why are you yelling at me as if I invented it?
I just think this is insane. I just can't believe this is like, who's so
just
stupid?
Just explaining it to you.
I know. I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at the system. I'm saying like,
it sounds like
why
it.
Aren't they just having the announcements happen in your first class? Because that's what we did. We did have these announcements. We did have these little like news stations, whatever, that we had to watch. And like, we had announcements every morning that we listened to. But we listened to them in our first class.
Could it have been like a teacher's like union thing where they're like, we're here to teach class. We don't want to take it like attendance and then.
But then they have to do it anyway. You just said it was other teachers.
I mean, there wasn't a homeroom until we got to high school, but there it existed. And that was the thing. Yeah. I don't know. I literally
can't make sense of it. Why that would exist and not just like listen to the announcements in your first class.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
And we didn't have TVs or like in every classroom. I know that they would do sometimes morning announcements on TVs, but like we didn't have TVs.
No, ours were just on a speaker.
But years and years later, I moved to Los Angeles and I book a web series and we film this like 8-episode or 12-episode web series about, you know, it's centered on this girl in high school and it was kind of like a Groundhog Day thing. Like every day she woke up and it was the first day of high school.
Okay.
You know, what a nightmare that would be. And I was mm-hmm. like played some like the goofy kid that was like in love with her or whatever. And I thought I was just doing a web series. It turns out that thing got bought and aired on something called like the homeroom channel. Like there was like a homeroom channel across all high schools in the U.S.,
what?
And this web series that I did aired in people's when they were get to homeroom. Like there's a channel for it.
What?
It was called First Day because she's reliving the first day of high school over and over again.
I wonder if we can find this somewhere.
Of course you can.
I want to see it.
Yeah, I think they then did it with different casts like every year for like a few years.
I want to find it.
I'm sure it's great.
Anyway, I think this homeroom thing is stupid. If someone can explain it to me so I understand it better.
Because I just did for 20 minutes.
I know, but
minutes.
The way you explained it can't be true. It cannot be true that they make all the students at a huge high school go to different classrooms for 10 minutes than to just get up and leave and go to a different classroom. It literally makes no sense at all. It is a complete waste of time because yes. You have to have, like, how long did you have in between classes to go from one class to the next?
Seconds. They were like,
no,
get
come on,
there.
For real. Like 5 minutes?
Not five, I think three. It
what?
Was real tight. Also,
did
my
you
high
run?
My high school was completely indoors.
3 minutes.
Your high school was like all breezeways and just open air. Mine was completely confined.
3 minutes to get from one class.
I think
so. Your
so,
first class starts
five.
At like 8 a.m. Your next one starts at like 8:42. What do you mean? What do you mean it's 3 minutes? How do you have start times for your classes that make any sense? They don't go in 5 minute increments.
I'm not saying any of it makes any sense to me. I'm trying to remember, but I don't think it was like, they weren't like, take your time, 5 minutes. Like,
I literally remember what time my classes started. I literally remember.
I don't remember that.
I remember my class.
I know homeroom started in like the set, like which I thought was wild. It was like 7:30.
But this is actually important to me. I need you to remember, because if you have 3 minutes to get from class to class, that means you had classes that started at like 2:03.
What do you want me to say? You don't, I said, I think it was three, maybe it was five. Like, I don't remember.
It must have been five because I just said five and you acted like I was
you
crazy.
You want my past to be confirmed as 5 minutes? Yes, it was five minutes passing
time.
I'm
just saying like, my point is that like, it has to be 5 minutes because you can't have a class. Like my first class started at 8 a.m. and it went till 9:15. Then we have 15 minutes to get to our next class, which is
15 minutes?
Yes.
What? Just outside?
Yeah. I get a cookie every morning for 75 cents.
A warm goop cookie. Covered that. You told me that like, you could just leave whenever you wanted.
And then 9:30 to 11:20 was the next class. And then we go to lunch.
California, man.
Well, I was on a block system. We had four classes a semester.
What?
Yeah.
Four classes a semester
in high school.
So you would only have four classes the whole day?
Yeah.
Would you have study hall?
Sometimes. That was great. I'd get first period study hall and I wouldn't have to go to school till 9:30 in the morning.
They wouldn't make you actually go to it?
No, you can get assigned out of it.
My gosh.
You go the first day and then you get signed out saying that like, you're just going to be home. And they're like, okay.
I don't think you went to school.
I did go to school.
I think you were just walking around
I love the block system because you get your, so like if you hate a class, like let's say you hate English, you only have to take one semester.
We always had like six or seven classes.
I know most people do. And they're like 45 minutes each, right?
Yeah,
well, I took
somewhere
hour and
around
a half,
there.
Like around hour and 15, hour and a half classes, something like that.
It seemed like forever.
Wait, I lied. It was eight. No, that was right. What I just said. I don't know. Is a baby awake? I think. Anyway. Okay. So homeroom makes no sense to me. So if someone can please explain a little bit deeper because I don't understand why you'd go to separate class for 10 freaking minutes to hear announcements that didn't just go to your next class. Like,
or watch a TV web series. That
did you
Eric
ever
did.
Have a homeroom teacher that was then your teacher for later that day, like your PE teacher
yeah,
or something?
Sure.
See, exactly. So like, why not just go to your first class and have your first teacher that you first go to take attendance and like you hear your announcements and you get started with your class. I don't understand.
And I feel also, like study hall was usually like the regular subs, like a substitute teacher that was like a regular, you know, that's who did study hall.
But wait, did you say you had to go at 7:30 or something?
Yeah, it was like 7:30 is when my high school started, like real early. And I'm telling you, like that was hard to do on the East Coast. Cause like a lot of those months, it's not the summer, mind you, most. So it's like very cold a lot of the times and early and cold, not good, not a good mix. Mm-mm.
That's the worst
feeling. We were talking about bagels, man.
Yeah, how did we get on this? I don't know.
I guess
was it someone in homeroom that told you you said bagels weird?
No, I think I said I would get it on the way to. I'm sorry, my foot touched you. I would get it on my way to high school, and then I would eat it in homeroom.
Got it.
Yeah. Or finish it.
Anyway, I don't understand homeroom, and I don't understand most of the classes they teach in high school. I think they should teach things that you'll actually use. That's my opinion.
Like sewing.
I think maybe not sewing.
That's what you said.
I think it's a very valuable skill that I wish I knew.
I think they do that in like home ec. You would learn.
Yeah, you can
sewing.
Learn in home ec, but it's not a required class. But calculus is a required class. I've never used calculus again.
I think algebra 2. And then like if you're like a smarty pants, then you're doing calculus.
That's not true.
I think it was like geometry, algebra 2. And then like if it's more than that, like
you have to take it every year.
In like AP classes or something.
Same thing, you have to take physics and biology and all these chemistry.
Physics?
Yeah, I took physics freshman year.
Of high school?
Yes. And I took biology and chemistry. I took so many things I was like, don't remember anything of. And it was so stressful. History, I think, is very important.
Yeah.
But you don't really care about it that much when you're younger. But as an adult, you're like, oh, I wish I paid it. I feel like everyone says that. Everyone's like, oh, I wish I paid attention. But it's like, I feel like you should learn more life skills in high school.
Uh-huh.
That's what I think. Everyone should learn how to grow their own vegetables for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be a great
skill. I think a lot of school programs do that. Like,
and cook.
Even in elementary
school, they should teach cooking.
You're like, they have like a community garden or something.
And they should teach how to cook for sure.
Yeah, they do that in home ec.
Home ec, no, but that's not required.
I think you just really wanted to take home ec all day.
No, it's not that I wanted to. I don't think I would have liked it. I didn't like school. I'm just saying, like, I wish they taught more things that were useful for the rest of your life. I feel like a lot of the classes applied to a very, and I'm not saying it's not useful to someone. There's a lot of genius people who are way smarter than me that use calculus. And physics and all these things. And we need those people, of course.
And how else are they going to get interested in it or excited about it if they're not learning?
I just think it's strange that everyone is required to learn it for that 1% of kids that are like, I'm going to do this for the rest of my life. I'm passionate about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like then if that's the case, you know what I mean? I think it's kind of weird.
I guess they don't make every kid take theater.
They should. That'd be great. Anyway.
Yeah, I don't know that you're right on this, but.
What? I'm totally right.
Okay.
You don't think people should learn more valuable skills in high school?
I think a well-rounded education is important.
But they don't teach a well-rounded education. They just teach you like history and math.
I didn't come up with like.
And English.
Yeah, I didn't come up with the whole systems, but you know, I like to think that people who had young developing minds' best interests at heart, and I love teachers. You know what I mean?
You know what else I think they should do? I think teachers are geniuses and wonderful and angels of this earth as well.
Of course, yeah.
But you know what else I think they should do? They should have us in America learn another language way like in elementary school, because they don't make you do that till high school. And at that point, it's like the best time to learn another language is when you're super, super young, because that's when you can soak it all up and like really like remember it and have it stick in your brain forever.
Okay.
I took years of Spanish, of German, and I don't remember any of it.
You don't?
No.
I think you didn't keep practicing it. The more, you know.
I think the only things
that
I know.
When did that start?
In high school, like junior, senior year. Oh. And then in college, every year of college, I had to take another language. And none of it stuck. And the only stuff I know is stuff
that. You
didn't
do it in elementary school or
no.
High school? We started French in third grade. French.
French doesn't make sense.
Everybody had to take French.
Well, I guess on the East Coast, because you're close to Montreal.
I don't know.
Like
I think it was just tradition.
Well, you're not close, but that's like
no,
sort of
No, doesn't make any
closer.
Sense. It was just like, I think they, like, what they were doing at that point. It was like the
Latin.
Standard.
We should all be learning Latin, because Latin is like, there's so much, like if you learn Latin, like
some
that's
people
a base
did.
Language that like can help you learn so many other languages and help you understand our language better.
You could choose. You could pick if you wanted to do Latin or I think it was like sixth grade, you could choose between French and Spanish, but in third grade,
too.
We all had to take French.
You got to choose what language you took when you were like seven?
I'm telling you a story.
So your mom's like, you're like 7 years old and she's like, what language do you want to learn?
No, you didn't get to choose then. I said when you were like sixth grade. So I don't know.
So you're like 11, 12 and you get to pick which language.
Yeah,
that's so cool.
If you want to do,
we didn't learn languages.
Well, I think
that
it was
early.
When you got to seventh grade, you could either stick with French because you've been learning French third through sixth.
So you speak French?
I've been trying to tell you the story.
Sorry.
So I remember in third grade, we had this really cool French teacher. And I remember one day she had her boyfriend come in and he had this long hair and he had brought his acoustic guitar. And she's like, she was French. She was a French teacher and her boyfriend was French. They're both from France. And he brought his guitar and this is how we're going to learn the French alphabet. And I was in the class with, two of my best friends who are still some of my best friends to this day. And we all can go A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. Because he's saying the alphabet
amazing.
In
See how
French
music
to us.
Is?
And it was with music. And we all, not just me, we all remember it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know almost no other French because I then switched to Spanish, which, I still retain
you're pretty good at Spanish.
A bunch of, because I like to practice it when I can and speak to people when it's their first language. I find it really enjoyable and good for my brain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wish I had that kind of brain. My brain's too dumb. Obviously, I'm sure that's all anyone's thinking listening to this episode.
But you can sew up a storm.
I literally can't. This is my problem.
You're good at cooking.
I had to teach myself
cookies.
How to cook in my 20s. I had to teach myself everything once I became an adult. And I'm like, wait, why didn't I learn any of this stuff?
I think it was because you had this young little sponge brain and they were just, because I think you have a beautiful mind. Like you have a great brain. And I think a lot of that has to do with like the teachers that you had. You know what I mean? At that age, I don't know, like I like to think it's all doing something, right?
It's doing something. I don't know. I'm not hating on the topics I did learn. I'm just saying like, I wish I learned. I think
in hindsight, it's way different. So now I'm really excited for our kids to start going to school and like have to help them with homework or be like, what did you learn today? Because I feel like now, like helping our kids with like their history homework, I'm going to be like so into it because it's really interesting
to
me
now.
But math, I'm going to be like,
I'll help with math.
I'm going to be like, sorry. Like,
I'll help them with math.
I feel like you're going to be the kind of mom where every like project where they like have
to make a diorama
or like, you know, the poster board that folds into like threes so it can stand up.
I'm going to love it.
Or like making a paper mache volcano. Teacher is going to be like, you did not make this. Your mother, Colleen Ballinger, made this. Cause
yeah, it's going to have your
fingerprints all over it.
I can't wait for that. And anytime there's like any sort of a bake sale, imagine me at a bake sale.
You're going to love it.
Oh, I'm going to love it.
Yeah.
Well, we got to say thanks to our next sponsor. Speaking of things we love. Love it. We didn't even say who needs to relax today.
We did not.
Who needs to relax for you?
For me, who needs to relax is me, my own self.
Hmm. Okay.
From the past.
What?
I don't know. I do this thing and I wonder, and I'm only bringing it up, like, I wonder if you do it or if anybody does this. But I do this thing when I see an article that I'm like, oh, I want to read that. Can't read that right now, or, you know, but I want to read that in the future, which, by the way, I almost never do.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a little button on your phone where you can like text it. You can like send it to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll text it to myself. And then and then immediately my phone will go, they do the text noise, beep, beep. And I'll be like, oh, who's texting me?
Ugh.
Like I never know.
You never realize it's going to be you.
And I do this with other things too, where I'll like text myself a photo or I don't know, like I'm trying to think of what other circumstance. It seems to usually be articles or things I want to remember to like look at, and I'll text it to myself or like I did it today with like sides for an audition. Like okay. I was like, cause I didn't want to have to go back and find them in an email. So I was like, oh, I'll text the PDF to myself. And so I'm looking at these sides, text the PDF to myself. Then my phone rings. I'm like, oh, who's texting me? And it was me. And this happens. I've never texted myself something, which I do pretty often.
Mm-hmm.
And then like known that the noise was me sending myself a text. I always think it must be somebody else. Like it's weird. My brain completely forgets the second I do it. And then I'm like, oh, who's texting me? And it's just myself. And I wonder why that is. Or if this happens to anybody else.
I wonder if now that you've spoken about it out loud and talked about it, if you'll be more aware of it. That's like you've put it into the universe. You know what I mean? I feel like
like I'm in therapy.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like that's the point of therapy is that like you talk about things so you can be like aware of like your triggers and your things in your life that you know, I don't know. Uh-huh. I just feel like now that you've spoken about it and there's a discussion happening about it, next time you do it, you'll be like, oh, I am texting this to myself and I'm going to hear a ding and it is myself. It is not someone else.
Thank you, BetterHelp. You've never done this?
I'm not BetterHelp, okay? But they are a sponsor later in this episode.
Have you done this before? Has this happened to you? Have you texted yourself something and then you're like 2 seconds later, your phone dings and you're like,
I don't text myself, so no.
But you don't do this?
No. The only time I've ever texted myself was when I was trying to play a joke on you and I was trying to make it look like I was texting someone else. So I like put my phone in my contacts. Like I changed my contact of my own name.
Do you remember the circumstance?
Yeah, but I can't say.
Okay.
So I was pretending to text someone to screenshot, to send you, be like, look at the conversation I just had with this person.
Oh, I remember. I don't remember who it was or what.
It was about your birthday. And I was there's someone that you did not want to hang out with on your birthday. Mm-hmm. And I was like, someone that you know in your life that you're like, oh, I don't want to hang out with this person.
Yeah, now I remember.
And so then I pretended that I had texted this fake account and text myself back and forth.
You even put a picture for them to make it more believable.
Right.
Yeah.
And so then I screenshot it and texted him. I was like, look what I got you for your birthday. I made it look like I was planning a whole like get together with this person.
That's funny, man.
So that's the only time I've ever texted myself.
Yeah. Well, I wonder if it's happened to anybody else. But it's just, I think it's so strange. It happens every time.
I'm sorry.
I don't think it will work now that I put this out into the atmosphere.
I think it will. I think you're going to tell me.
I don't think it's going
to
work.
I think next time you text it to yourself,
for years, man.
You're going to tell me because you've never talked about it out loud to someone before, Lovey. So now that you've talked to me about it, you've talked to the internet about it, you've talked to this podcast about it. Who? Now I feel like you're going to like, no, next time it happens, you're going to be like, oh my gosh, I'm about to text myself and there's going to be a ding and it's me.
No, I feel like I'm like Pavlov's dog. Know. Like I hear that like little, cause it's literally a whistle. Like, and I hear it, I'm just like, oh, like even if it was me that sent it to myself.
You know what?
Seconds.
That doesn't
earlier.
Happen to me, but you know what does happen to me? And it startles me every time. And I don't know what it is. Every time it freaks me out.
Okay.
Every hour.
Uh-huh. Every hour.
There's a sound that happens in our house. And every hour I have a heart attack thinking someone is either screaming, getting hurt, or farting crazy. It is our son's clock. Well, it's actually Eric's childhood clock. It's a really cool, awesome clock of frogs. And every hour whatever frog it points to, you get to hear that frog's croak, like that frog's ribbit.
Yeah. So if you imagine like the numbers on a traditional clock, they're all different kinds of frogs. And when it dings on the hour, you will hear that frog's right. croak. This was a gift that came with a National Geographic subscription when I was a child. And they sent it to our house and it hung on the wall in our kitchen. And I think it only lasted a few days before they turned this. You can turn the sound off in the back.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't but turn Flynn off at our house. It. Flynn is obsessed with it.
He carries
every
it
hour
around.
He freaks out and he's like, you guys, it's about to happen. We're going to hear the whatever yeah. frog it is that hour. But every time, so you have your like dings, you're like, who is it? Oh my God, what is that? Oh, it's me. I am that with the clock. Every hour when it goes off, I'm like, oh my God, is a kid crying? Did someone get hurt?
Yeah.
Who just farted really loud in the other room? Because they're all different croaks. So they all sound very different. And a few of them sound very much like loud, outrageous farts.
It's at least 20 something years old. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it wasn't an expensive thing. Like they gave it free out to like however many people subscribe to National Geographic. And so the speaker is like really old and crackly.
You know what though? We need to talk about something.
What's going on up there?
Okay. Ding, 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 ding. I know that's what's going on in my brain. We need to talk about something. Okay. The fact that that clock is well over 20 years old. Yeah. Well, I have 30 years probably.
Oh yeah.
Well over 30 years old.
Well, I'm only 26. So
yeah. Well, it's a very like decades old, this clock and it still works. Right. Yeah. Now this is so true with stuff that was made a very long time ago. Whereas like if I bought a clock today, like I went to Best Buy today and got like their best clock, spent so much money on like the best clock, it would break within the next 5 years for sure.
Oh, because it'd be like a software update, not working, not connecting to your network. Bluetooth won't sync. Yeah.
It drives me crazy. Like I had a car.
Don't make them like they used to, love.
Yes. It's true though.
It's very true.
It's literally true. Like I know we sound like such old people.
Smart TVs.
Get out of here. Smart cars.
Smart TVs.
We have a smart TV in our room.
Just
and
drive.
I tried to turn it on this morning and it literally wouldn't turn on. I was like, this is the not well, smartest TV in the world.
You haven't updated your, yeah.
It's so annoying. Like, whereas like stuff like my first car.
Can't we just be dumb, all of us?
I wish.
And all of our things be dumb things that are just.
My first car that I ever had, I swear to you, probably still running. Someone probably is still using it. And it was like the simplest. And it was also so simple.
Your you first how, what? Sorry.
My first car. Because it like. You
the
know
Volvo's.
Volvo? It's from 1986. A Volvo 1986.
Surely you know it how, is.
Surely it's still running. Surely it's incredible. I loved it because I love the simplicity of old stuff too. Because like we get in our van now and every time I'm like, I don't know how this works. I don't know how to turn on air conditioning. I don't know how to turn on the heater. I don't know how to make the sound work. There's too many buttons. There's a screen. There's like cables. None of it makes any sense.
Is that
I hate
just
it.
You being old?
Pairing it. Bluetoothing cords. Uh-huh. I don't get it. None of it makes any sense. It makes me so mad. I want to just push a button and then I hear sound because that's how they worked when, back in my day. There's a knob. You turn it and if you turn it a lot, you get loud. If you turn it the other way, it's not loud. And in our car, it's like you have to push this button to go to this screen, to push this button to this screen, to then push this button to go here.
Why can't I not hear
so
Bluey?
Insane.
Why can I not hear Bluey? Do you only want to hear Bluey in the back? And then you can hear, why did you not renew your Sirius XM subscription? Like, what do you mean? Was it just radio? Like, it's a lot.
It's too much. And
it's a lot.
Back in the day, back in our day, it wasn't like that. It was like everything was simple.
Even the car is like, we'll do this thing that startles the bejesus out of us every time. It'll go on the screen on the car. It'll say brake in all caps with exclamation points. And the car, and it'll just go beep, beep, beep for no reason.
For no reason. And we're like, we're braking. Like,
when
we're
you're kind of close to something, but you're braking. You see it. The car's like, brake, as if you're like,
but you know what? That's not
watching.
Like, I feel like that's not safe because it just makes us freak out. So like
it
if we were actually in danger and needed to brake, like, I don't think it would make you brake. I think it just make you cry. Anyway, that made me think of that because like that clock, like it's so old and still works, but like, I don't have any clock that I've bought in the last, even like phones. Like, I bet you if I found like our old phones from like way back in like the 80s, 90s,
yeah.
early 90s,
still
they
work.
Would still work. Whereas like my iPhones, I have to get a new one every 2 years.
Yeah.
Because they break. It's insane. They don't make them like they used to, Levy.
They don't.
They don't
Teslas,
make them like they used
like
to.
Like just bursting into, like screw Tesla, by the way, but like just bursting in the flames all the time. And they're like, they're fake self-driving
thing. If you're missing
thing.
A part and you just have like, you can't, what if you just
I'm
can't
so
get in your car?
I'm so glad we never got a Tesla for many reasons, but like that's.
I did want one for a long time.
Yeah, but definitely I would never let you get one now. But like the.
You never let me?
Well, I would never advise you to. Of course, I mean, you're free, you have free will.
I know.
To an extent.
You would say like, eh.
Yeah, but I have a lot of things against these days. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they're just bursting into flames all over the place, and their self-driving stuff is, it's not working. It's called,
very
I don't
scary.
Know. That's the, when you think about like the epitome of like a self technology.
Well, you know what's great though? You know, it's just anymore. Like the good old days. You know, it's just like the good old days.
Lovey? Therapy?
No.
Oh, we're not on that one.
No. Alrighty, Lovey. Did you have more relaxes for the day? I usually have multiple about me.
But you didn't have any.
Nothing needs to relax today, Lovey, for me.
You seem so chill. Relaxed.
I'm the chillest
today.
That anyone could ever be.
You got nothing.
I'm the chillest person ever.
Can we talk about, so I have an internet guy coming from an internet company to install internet in this house tomorrow. And they're like, yeah, so we'll be there between noon and six.
Oh, get out of here with that.
What? Now I want to be I want to be empathetic to their situation. Cause like, that's obviously not like an easy gig. You're going to different people's houses, installing internet. Way I couldn't do it. I could never do that. I can't get a printer to work in this house right out of the box. Brand new. Like you're going to people's houses and giving them internet. And we need that. We need that stuff. Give me that internet. You know what I mean? But like, what's going on with your day that like, you'll maybe be here between noon and six. Yeah. And it's not just them, because we also had like a leaky sink in this house and trying to be very water wise or whatever. And like just this little drip, I was still like, we got to get this fixed. So I called a plumber, and the plumbing company was like, we can be there between like 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. on this day. And I just said, sure. You know what I mean?
But like, it's like, what do people do who don't work from home? Like, we work from home.
Yeah. I don't, who knows? Cause this was also, these are weekdays that this is happening.
Like, how do people do this who don't work from home?
They just arranged, actually from the internet company, I know they were like, just make sure someone over 18 is there. We need someone over 18.
Wow.
I don't know why they need someone at the age of consent to be here for the internet.
Because they can't be alone with a minor in someone else's home. That's weird.
It makes sense. I'm not saying it doesn't make sense, but it just seems like odd terms for them to say. Like,
I think legally they have to, because like, what if someone was crazy and was like, oh, my 4-year-old.
I'm like, something obviously happened with this company. They have to.
Yeah, like, no, that of course. I think they definitely should not be alone with a minor.
But so the plumbing company said this, and the appointment was actually for next week. And then they called me 2 days ago, and they were actually, hey, Eric is his name. Is
it? I know, with a K.
Well, I'm getting to that. Is available today, and he can be there. I kid you not, between 10 and 4. Or they said something like soon. Like, it was actually a small window. They're like, he can be here or not. And I wasn't home. I was out with Flynn, and so I was like, oh well, I'm not home. And the person on the phone was so rude to me. I haven't told you about this. They were like, oh. Well, I'm saying he can be there in the next hour. That's what he said. He can be there in the next hour. Eric can be there in the next hour. And I was like, oh, well, I'm not home right now. He's like, oh, well, just to let you know, with these windows, if you're not flexible, I can't guarantee that he can be there today. And I go, sir, my appointment's for next week. You're calling me. I don't know what to tell you. I'm not home. So like, and he's like, all right, we'll try calling you back later. Like, and he was really rude about it. And then they called back 3 hours later and were like, hey, Eric is available, and in your neighborhood, he can be there in the next 15 minutes. 15 minutes.
Minutes.
And I'm like, well, who is this flexible? And I was like, and I was home at that point. So I was like, oh, great. Yeah, sure. And I don't know, who is this flexible or whatever.
I say, of all the people on the planet, you and I are the most flexible because we both work from home.
Right. Yeah.
Like, you and I are the only people who can do this.
For the most part. Yeah.
Yeah. For now. But like, honestly, like, that's what I always think about when stuff like that happens. I'm like, how do people do this? You go to 9 to 5. Yeah. Like, well, how do you get your internet installed? How do you get your plumbing fixed?
I think they don't.
No, that you must. Like, back when I worked at a restaurant, when I worked in like restaurants or at Disneyland or like whenever I work places, I guess I just would have a friend be at my house is what I would do to get like internet installed.
Or you'd have to have
like
someone cover your shift so you could be there waiting for this 6 hour window. I would do that.
I would have never done that. I would have just like made sure someone could be at the house or the apartment.
Someone over 18, I guess. And then Eric gets here and I was trying to be so nice to him. You know what I mean? Like, so he shows up and I'm like, Eric, I go, Eric with a C or a K?
It said on his name tag, K.
Well, he was across the driveway at this point and he goes, with a K. And I go, me too. You know, like, and he goes, yep, so grumpy. And I go, how's your day going? He goes, is what it is.
Oh, poor guy.
Like, whoa. And I'm still trying to be nice. So I'm like, that's what my wife always says.
It is what it is.
Yep. And he's fixing our sink and he's just like talking to me and I'm just trying to be nice. I'm, you know, and chat it up with him. And this guy is like, I'm 6 weeks away from retirement. Like, I don't.
Oh, he's so close. I
don't. He's like, I don't care. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, do you have a card? You know what I mean? Because anytime anything comes up, like, I'll call, you know, trying to make friends with him, trying to like get in good with, like, you know, you always need a plumber. You know what I mean? Like, and he was just like, not me, man. I'm done in 6 weeks. I don't care. Like, he literally did not care. And then he met Flynn, and then he was so nice. Mm-hmm. Like, Flynn cheered him up a bunch. But just the window thing, I guess, is where this started. Yeah.
Yeah, that window.
Tomorrow, between noon and five.
Wow. That's a long window.
It is, love. Because you get so excited. Yeah. Are they coming? Are they going to be
here?
I don't
know that I get excited. I get, it's stressful.
Your package will be delivered.
Oh, I don't look at that. I don't care about that.
Oh, I'm tracking it.
What?
I'm tracking packages like I'm your mother with your location on my iPhone.
I've never tracked a package. I'm always like, I forget that I order things right after I order it though. So that's why I don't track it. Cause I like don't even know what's coming.
You don't track?
No.
Oh, I'm a tracker.
I think most people probably are. I feel like that's a thing. But I forget that I order it.
It's out for delivery?
Have I ever known what I'm about to open?
It's on a truck. It's on a truck for delivery. I get so excited.
But have I ever known?
You? No.
No. Yeah, because I don't track. I don't, because I forget I ordered it.
There are at least four packages that are heavy, that are outside by our garage, that I guarantee you could not tell me what's in them.
I do know what's in them.
You do?
One of them is shelves, like metal shelves. I will say the majority of the time, I obviously never know what I ordered and what's coming. It's like Christmas every day because I get excited when I open packages because I never know what's inside of them. It's very exciting. And we've been ordering a lot of stuff because we need a lot of stuff for this new house that we've moved into. And Eric's sprucing up this little podcasty media room, man cave area.
I don't like the term.
He hates it when I say man cave.
I don't like the term man cave because that's not what this room is. It's where we do this.
It has a big leather old brown chair and rod
an
incredible iron plumbing pipes.
Yeah,
shelves.
These.
It's and a man, a naked woman, and with a helmet on. Yeah. This is the most man cave-y.
That's my longest.
You could get
relationship is
I
with
thought
her.
This was going to be. Like I thought it was gonna be a recreation of our podcast room at home.
Yeah, I'm trying. It's like there's so much to do,
all of our
and it's
cool posters.
Yeah, I want to do that too. It just hasn't. I don't want to immediately hang things on the walls. I wanted, like, you kept talking about storage, and so I thought I was helping, but I think I made a mistake.
Yeah, no,
I don't like them.
I never said that. You don't like these now? You love them. There's, for those of you who are listening,
I texted you.
There's
that
like
I don't like them. I said they
like
were a lot of work, and I hate
shelves.
Them.
These pipe shelves. They look like plumbing pipes, but they're
supposed
for shelves.
To. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like an industrial, like cool industrial, like hipster, cool pants version of a shelf.
Right.
It's like cool people who know fashion would like these.
It's called like industrial shelves, but it just comes with the pipes. And then the planks are like from our old dining room table. And it was a lot of work, but it doesn't really.
It's super cool.
I don't know that it fits.
We have very different.
It was not a man cave though, because I hang in here with the babies. It's a baby cave.
Every room is a baby cave.
Every room in this house is
Every
a baby
room
cave.
Is a baby cave.
There's no man cave, love.
There's no such thing as like a private space for anyone. It's every room is a baby cave.
I don't
cave.
Come in here and like drink beer and listen to Led Zeppelin and like.
Is that what a man cave
bench
is?
Bench press and like. Like, I don't know. Like, it's like literally it's I come in here
like
and I change diapers and I hang out with three children
like
under
very,
the age of four
like,
by myself. Like, that's what
it's
happens
like
in
the
here.
Vibes.
The trash can is filled with diapers.
The little
metal desk trash can is just filled. It's overflowing with diapers. Yeah. That's not a man cave, man.
No, I think it's great. It's very you. Like we have very different styles when it comes to interior decoration.
Certainly. Yeah.
So I'm typically more like more modern, light, just kind of more girly, honestly, whatever that means.
Sparkly.
Well, not sparkly. So yeah, I love sparkles. If you want to put sparkles in my house, I'm going to be stoked
like,
on that.
I was choked when you were like, well, not sparkly. I literally
well, no, but
almost
like, I'm more like
up.
Simple. Like I'm like simple, like not a lot of knickknacks, just like simple, cozy, homey, clean, like white, gray, light blue. Like that's my vibes.
Knickknacks and Eric's is homie like, to me.
Knickknacky, dark.
That's what I grew up with, and that's
like
homie to me.
Wooden.
That's cozy
pipes.
To me.
And yeah, that's great. I'm glad that's cozy too. I'm not saying that's bad. I'm just saying that we have very different styles. And so it's always been very interesting whenever we have to pick anything together to put in the home. But I feel like you and I both have gotten really good at compromising.
Yeah. We've had to learn. Yeah. It's been a process.
Cause there were like a few years ago, I feel like picking out a rug was like,
sorry,
was big drama. Like it was like and picking out a pillow for a room was hard. But now I feel like we're very good at compromising.
More, yeah,
stuff.
More. I think
we just like know. I think I am. Styles.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I
There's
say some things that are on the shelf?
Iron plumbing.
You said
toilet plumbing. On
you
the
said
right
knickknacky.
Now.
Can I say some things?
Yeah.
You say knickknacks and knickknacks. Not your thing.
It's not that they're not my thing. It's just like I don't like clutter.
I grew up with knickknacks.
So did I.
And that's what makes me feel cozy. And I'd love to explain to you some of these knickknacks. I think we should probably say next. Thank you to our next sponsor.
All right, Lovey, tell me about your knickknacks. I know what these all are. You mean you're telling the viewers, the listeners?
We're doing a podcast right now, right?
Yeah. You just, when you said it out, you were like, well, I can tell you what these are. It seemed like you were trying to tell me like why you have these knickknacks. I'm not against knickknacks. Uh-huh. I'm just saying like the vibes, like I love a knickknack. I think a knickknack is great. But when you have too many on a shelf, it's just very cluttered. And like, then you can't even appreciate them. Do you know what I mean? And it's like...
Yeah.
I was just trying to explain earlier that like we have different vibes. We're learning to like compromise with each other on our different vibes. Yours is, I'd say, very dark, dude, bro, manly,
what?
Wood.
Bro, manly?
Like vintage hipster. And I'm like light, bright, simple, clean. So there's like, we couldn't be more opposite with the things we like when it comes to.
I don't think it's bro, manly. I think it's more eclectic.
Plumbing pipes.
Yeah. Those
like toilet pipes.
I started this by saying those are a miss. I've seen them before in like friends' places and I thought like maybe they could work and they were like an easy storage fix, but they turned out to be a lot of work and don't really, well, in any case, I just realized we didn't talk about your relax.
Oh, we don't need to do that. I want to hear about your knickknacks.
You hate knickknacks though, it seems.
No, I don't hate that. I love everything up there. It's a fabulous knickknack. Well, I don't hate any of those things.
Yeah. Well, see, that's the sailboat you got me to tell me that you got me a sailing trip for my birthday. And I like, and I see that and I instantly am thinking about all those dolphins
that
rushing up to
birthday.
The front of the boat when you took me sailing for my birthday. And that's the license plate that I secretly got, the personalized one that says M Sings that I surprised you by putting on your car and you hated so
I
much.
I did hate it so much.
Because it said M Sings on the back of your car and there was nothing you could do about it because you needed a license plate and it made you so mad.
Yeah.
But still, that's like, I still like that.
That you made me so mad?
I don't know. There's something about that memory that I thought, we laughed about it. You thought it was funny a little bit, you know? And then there's there's our Spit card playing trophy.
Yes.
That makes me happy. There's a photo of my dad playing drums when he was in a rock band in college. There's the puppets that one of our amazing listeners made us, which I like better than the ones that I paid for professionally. So I put those up. Like, I love those puppets. There's a bell that Flynn found at a thrift store that when he found this bell, he wanted me to get it for him. He said, Daddy, whenever I ring this bell, you can find me. Like it's like there's a little Dodger helmet from the first baseball game. I took him to. There's a photo of my grandfather. I don't know who took, but it's my grandfather camping in like the 70s and he has a cigarette in his mouth and a can of lighter fluid and he's shooting it onto an open fire in black and white. And I think my dad took that photo actually. But see, I see all these things and I'm not overwhelmed by like, it's too cluttery. I'm like, it's so many great little, memories and I could go on.
Yeah. I love that for you.
And like, the mannequin I found, in a dumpster behind the Century City Mall in Los Angeles and brought it home to my first apartment in LA where I live with three other actors. And when they saw it, it was triumphant. I was like celebrated when I brought that home. They thought it was the coolest thing anyone had ever seen.
Right.
And I don't know. I'm holding on to that moment, I guess.
Yeah, maybe. That's awesome. I'm not against that. I think it's great you have all these things.
Yeah. I like knickknacks. I do.
I think that's great.
I'm a knickknack fan.
I love that you love knickknacks. Knickknack, paddywhack, give a dog a bone.
Give a dog a bone and a knickknack. I wanted to keep building on that. Who do you think needs to relax before we go? Please tell me.
So many things. I could talk about so many different things, but there's something I was thinking earlier today.
Okay.
I do love all your knickknacks, Libby, because I think of all those wonderful things too. But sometimes there are things in with your knickknacks that I don't think are
necessary. Yeah, it's
because I love all everything you mentioned. But then there's other things that are like,
it's not done. I threw stuff up. Like
we just moved in.
It's like temporary, like taking stuff out of boxes. But I'm just saying I would like that more than I would like something just from like home goods or whatever, because a globe that's like white and sparkly globe. Like,
I wouldn't buy that.
Or like a candle thing, or like just like a bowl. Like a random, there's like some bowls that you have. It's like a bowl of like other wicker balls and baubles in a bowl. And I'm like, what does this bowl mean to her? I think it looks nice.
I want things to like look simple and clean.
It's and calming just to you.
Calming. Yeah. And this simple. And then my like, oh, that reminds me of this. I have memories of things. I know you do.
I keep
all that stuff, but yeah, I also I keep everything. I want like just pictures of people I love everywhere. Yeah, I love family, photos of of people I love. So that's my version of knickknacks.
Well, there's that too.
With frames that match, like all white.
Yeah, the frames have to match.
Simple.
Yeah. See, I'm okay with them.
Oh, you love it when they don't. You love it when they're all like weird and different and bizarre.
It depends on the,
and I'm like, I want them all white and the same exact frame. Yeah. Who needs to relax? So I was watching TikToks and I realized something.
Okay.
If someone, it doesn't matter how good the TikTok is. It doesn't matter how invested I am in the TikTok. It doesn't matter if it's the best TikTok I've ever seen with the best cliffhanger that's ever happened. If they say, go watch part two, I will not watch it.
Like for part two.
There's no world.
Yeah, you've lost me.
In
too.
Which I will go watch part two. It makes me back? So mad.
What am I going to go to your actual profile and see if you've uploaded part two?
Even
yet?
If they say, no, even if they happen. Say, sorry, I ran out of time. Part two's up right now. Like, even if they like knew it was going to be annoying, and they're like, oh, sorry guys, there's going to be a part two. Go watch that part two to get the rest of the story. Whether it be like a tutorial on something or a crazy story that happened to someone, doesn't matter what it is. A part two makes me rage. I get so mad. I'm like, I won't watch it. I will. Out of like, yeah, it doesn't neither. Matter how much I want to know what the part two is going to say. I could want to know so bad. I could be so invested and be like, oh, I just really want to know what this part two is going to say. I've never gone to watch.
Never.
Part two.
No, I, as someone who opens TikTok like once a month, I would never do that.
I know you open it more than that because I send you TikToks almost daily.
That's the only time that it's ever open on my phone.
But that's daily. More than once a
I would
month.
Say every other day.
Yeah, every other day.
I guess that is technically me opening it, but I don't continue.
One of my
the journey.
One of my favorite TikToks that I sent you recently wasn't a TikTok. This actually annoys me. It was like a screenshot of like a tweet or like of a meme or something. Like, and people, someone just posts those on TikTok. I hate when people do that. I don't know that I hate it. The worst is when. Yeah, that, yes, love you new. Okay, so the worst is when someone has like a tweet or something.
Over a tweet and just point at it.
And just point at it like,
it has a million likes or
but
a million.
But it's like, and it's not even their tweet. It's not even their original content that they're like pointing to. They're just pointing to something they saw.
Maybe they're bringing attention to it so they have the right for that endorsement because they're bringing attention to something that's clever.
I don't know. It drives me crazy. But I did send him one of those kind of things the other day because I thought it was so funny. It was like, some tweet or some just post somewhere. I don't know what it was, but it said like, why would I open my emails? What if there are emails in there?
Yeah.
And it made me laugh so hard because that is so me. I have 190 something emails that I need to read tonight because tomorrow's Monday and I have neglected my emails for a very long time because of the move, like for at least like 4 or 5 days. Like I haven't looked at my emails at all. And I'm just dreading opening. I know I'm going to be up for hours going through my emails.
Every app on my phone is like, can I send you notifications? Like all
no,
all
I say no
them,
to every single
and
one.
They all want to do it. And like some of them will be like, okay, you know what I mean? Like maybe I need to
push
be notified.
Notifications.
Push. Oh, never. But like I actually, it's weird because like text obviously, right? Because I don't know. But email, I've turned off all notifications. So if I want to know that I have emails, I have to physically open the email thing because there will be no noise. There will be no anything. Like I have to physically be like,
too.
All right, it's time to check. But why would I ever do it? Because what if there are emails?
Exactly.
So when you sent me that one, I laughed very hard. Yeah.
That one was very,
that
very
was a
funny.
Good one. Maybe I should post it with like my face in the screen going.
pointing to it. But there like, are a couple. I say push notifications are always annoying, but there's a couple scenarios in which I want them. Like Postmates and things like that. Like I want to know when my food's eating there. So like I like push notifications.
You tracking?
I track my food. Oh, big time.
Oh, you're a food tracker. I'm just not a package tracker.
I'm an obnoxious food tracker because I'm like,
you are.
I'm like, why'd they go that way?
Yeah.
Why'd they go that route?
Do they have another delivery? You hate.
I like track food for craziness.
So you are a tracker, just not a package.
Because I hate cold food. Like, I can't eat if my food is supposed to be warm and it's cold, I can't eat it. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, if I see that they're like, going a long route, I'm like, come on. No, it's going to be cold. I get
that. So you do that about food, but you don't do that about things you order online?
No, because I forgot that I ordered them.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, so that one is a big one. Another thing I like push notifications on is people like my subscriptions for YouTube of the video of people, because YouTube's like really hard to get, like they've changed so much over the years that like now it's really hard to see someone you've subscribed to. And a lot of times you don't get notified.
Even this so, podcast?
Yeah. So I was going to say like my brother's channel. Oh, a baby's awake. My brother's channel, I always get push notifications. So every time they upload, I see it. And you guys can do that for this channel. You can do it for my vlog channels. There's like a little bell or something and you can like click it and it'll give you, it'll ding your phone and be like, oh, Relax Podcast just uploaded a new video. So you can do that for this if you want. But I actually find that very helpful for the YouTube channels that I really like. So just saying.
Those are the push notifications I like.
My food and my YouTube videos are the things I want push notifications for. Nothing else.
No,
you know what push notification
you.
I hate, and you're not going to relate to this at all because you don't even have this.
I think he's
app.
Back asleep. Uh huh.
Wesley woke up for a second, is what Eric's talking about. He woke up for a really quick second, and then
many monitors.
So one thing that I cannot stand the push notification for, but you have to have it, is Be Real. So Be Real makes you have like push notifications because what Be Real is, I know you don't have it, but it's like. It's this app where you just take a picture in that moment, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. And it takes like a front photo and a reverse photo. So it takes a picture. Like if I were to do one right now, it'd be a picture of you and a picture of me at the same time, you know, like a selfie of me and a picture of you.
I've seen you do them. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I like the app fine. Like I like looking at other people's B-reels. I like posting B-reels because it's like,
do you still do it?
I haven't done it in weeks. But there's two things I don't like about the app. One, I don't like that. Like, you can only follow people if like you have to both be following each other.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what I mean? So like you have to be friends in order to follow each other. So like in order for anyone to follow me, I have to follow them. So there's like everyone listening to this podcast, for example, they can't follow me and I don't like that. Like I want them to be able to see my B-reels. I'd have to follow every single person.
You don't like looking at your friends?
I do like looking at my friends, but I have thousands of requests, so I can't accept them all or else I'd have thousands of people that I'd see all their B-reels and I wouldn't see like my friends. Family members anymore. And so anyway, also if I didn't accept every single one, people would be like, why did you accept my friend but not me? And there's no way I could ever accept all the thousands of requests I have.
Their business model is...
So I don't like that.
Strange.
But they have send push notifications and every time it's like time to be real, I get mad. I'm like, I can't do it right now. Like I get like frustrated because I'm like, I'm in the middle of something. Yeah, I think that is the point, but it's like, yes, it is. But it's like, I never want to do
something.
No, it's like, it's dark and I'm putting a baby to sleep. Like I literally can't because it's pitch black in the room.
That's interesting to some, I don't know.
Pitch blackness?
Yeah. It's real.
Not interesting to anyone.
It's just being real.
I don't know. I don't like, every time I get those push notifications, I'm like, I don't have time to be real right now.
So they send you the pushes.
Yeah. Every time it's like, it's time to be real. You have 2 minutes to push. And I'm like, it's stressful.
Is it random or is it
it's
like.
It's random every day. You never know what time it's going to be. And so the point is that everyone posts at the same time. So you see what everyone's doing at the same time as you. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
But so you're it's all stressful because it's like you're in the middle of something, which I always am. And then you get this notification. It's like, you have 2 minutes to put. And it's like, leave me alone. Like, it's like, it feels like a lot of pressure. Like, it's like someone's being like, you have to do this in the next 2 minutes.
Is it the selfie cam on you and then the regular camera on what you're doing? Cause you're saying it works both. So it's the selfie cam on you.
Yeah.
Oh, I never want to see that for myself.
Yeah, no.
I could never have this app. I was going to say jokingly, like, well, I guess for next week, you'll hear about how I got Be Real.
Oh, weren't we supposed to make a Tinder profile for you this week? Darn it, we forgot.
I think we even titled the episode.
Oh my God, we were supposed to do that. Okay, we have to do it next week.
We're actually going to do that. I think we joked about it.
No,
and then you were like,
oh,
that should be the title.
We're definitely doing it.
Why do you, are we in the, what's happening?
No, we're not like that. Just because like, I think it'd be fun.
Are we adding a third?
No, but both of us have never been on the dating apps. And so it'd be fun for us to like see what they're all about. And then just delete it.
Set up on Tinder?
Yeah, let's try it next week. We'll do it together.
Maybe we'll be a match.
Okay. We'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye. You can relax. Colleen and Eric have a podcast. The world is scary and we're locked in our home. But now we have big money.
microphones. So you can relax. That's the name of our podcast.